This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and Xcel Energy have received an award to honor their collaborative efforts over recent years. On Tuesday, the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents presented UW-Eau Claire and Xcel Energy with the Regents Business Partnership Award. Officials say their collaboration provides students with internships, career opportunities, and more. The award also recognized Xcel Energy's work on the solar array that provides clean energy at the Sonnentag, the school's new $122 million recreational facility. The Menominee Farmers Market is reminding residents that their indoor markets will begin operating this weekend. According to a press release, the indoor market will be open from 9 a.m. to noon on the first and third Saturdays of the month between November and April. In addition to providing residents with an opportunity to support local farm producers, the markets will also feature live music at the Raw Deal in downtown Menominee. In addition to locally produced food, residents can also find things like handcrafted gifts at the market. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting Saturday, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation aimed at limiting certain fee increases on the livestock industry. If passed into law, the proposed bill would limit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's ability to implement a rule change determining fees for animal market and dealer licenses, as well as animal transport vehicle registrations. The agency has previously proposed significant fee increases, one of which would raise the cost for an animal market Class A license from $420 to over $7,400. Lutheran Social Services has officially started renovations at the former L.E. Phillips Treatment Center for Substance Abuse in Chippewa Falls. The treatment center closed last year, leaving a significant gap in access to substance abuse care in the area. Earlier this year, Lutheran Social Services purchased the property and began planning the renovation project. Organization officials say when construction on the renovation is completed, the treatment center will be able to offer 50 beds at a time for area residents struggling with substance abuse issues. A River Falls nonprofit is looking to improve accessibility at various businesses in the area. The new Accessibility Awareness River Falls nonprofit is offering free doorbells to businesses that don't have devices to open doors for disabled residents. The doorbells don't make significant changes to the entryways of those buildings, but simply add a way to alert employees inside that a disabled resident needs assistance. Organization officials say they're also looking for assistance with gaining 501c3 status and a volunteer to help design their social media pages. Barron County 4-H is advising residents that the 2025 Barron County Plat Book is now available for purchase. The Plat Book is updated yearly to include things like property boundaries and topographical maps of the county. This year's edition also includes maps of area watersheds, school districts, recreational trails, and more. Area residents can purchase the 2025 Plat Book at a variety of locations, including the UW-Eau Claire Barron County Campus and the County Government Center. The proceeds raised support youth in Barron County 4-H. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has announced it will resume abortion care following a pause earlier this month. The pause was the result of the new federal budget, which prevented family planning organizations from receiving Medicaid funding unless they stopped providing abortion services or gave up their tax-exempt or essential community provider status. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin announced it has given up its essential community provider status, making it eligible to receive those Medicaid funds without ceasing abortion services again. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to increase the number of apartment buildings with fire sprinkler systems. The package of bills would create a $10 million grant program for landlords to install the fire sprinkler systems and allow local municipalities to pass ordinances requiring apartment buildings be equipped with the sprinklers. Another bill in the package would require the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services to conduct an audit to identify how many buildings do not have sprinkler systems. Governor Tony Evers has announced Wisconsin will join a multi-state lawsuit seeking to force the U.S. Department of Agriculture to release contingency funding for food share benefits. Due to the ongoing federal government shutdown, SNAP programs across the country, including food share in Wisconsin, are expected to see delays with benefits for the month of November. Last week, the USDA issued a memo stating that $3 billion of that contingency funding could not be legally used to address administrative costs and benefit payments during the shutdown. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks knock off the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 12 at the half and came back to beat the Knicks at five-serve form, 121-111. Giannis with 37 points. Ryan Rollins, a career-high 25 from Milwaukee. But after the game, Doc Rivers said what he really liked was the defense by Rollins and Kyle Kuzma.
It's what we have to do. I mean, you know, our whole parts is what makes us seem really good. I thought the second half, just the effort defensively by everyone, starting with Ryan, guarding Brunson for most of the night, got tons of deflections, got his hands on the ball, got a couple of steals. Kuz guarding Karl-Anthony Towns. That's as good as you can get.
So the Bucks host the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night, tip-off time at 7 p.m. Baseball, a big night for the Blue Jays. They jumped out to an early lead, beat the Dodgers in L.A. 6-2 to tie the World Series, up two games apiece. Game 5 of the Fall Classic tonight at Dodger Stadium with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-50s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to around 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.